For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Chris Mitchell. It's been 5 years since a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease killed 12 people and sickened dozens more at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, new research has found the city made major changes to the way it treats its water shortly before the outbreak.
In late 2014, before the Legionnaires' outbreak, the Quincy Water Treatment Plant switched to a different disinfectant while updating its facilities. Afterwards, the concentration of disinfectant in Quincy's water dropped by half, according to public records obtained by researchers at Virginia Tech. Water researcher William Rhodes says that may have allowed Legionella bacteria to grow.
This seemingly minor change that never violated the law was really something that we think negatively impacted the water quality.
This could explain why four Quincy residents with no connection to the veterans' home contracted Legionnaires' disease that year, says Rhodes. The water treatment plant has since switched back to the original disinfectant. I'm Shayla Farzon.
The food concessions provider for Kauffman Stadium and the Kansas City Convention Center has announced it will lay off more than 550 workers at both venues. The Kansas City Star reports that the food services contractor Aramark recently notified state regulators of the layoffs, most of which will take place at Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals. The company will lay off 512 hourly employees and 8 salaries workers at the stadium, while another 48 hourly workers will have their hours cut. At the convention center, it will lay off 57 employees and cut the hours off 10 others. Parents of Columbia Public School students can expect their children to spend more time learning and interacting outside. The Columbia Missourian reports that Mike Sidlowski, K-12 science coordinator for the district, recently tweeted a list of projects that have either been done or will be worked on soon. It lists plans of building new, quote, nature play areas, outdoor classrooms, and even getting chickens for more of the schools. So far, the Benton STEM Elementary School Nature Play Area, 2 Mile Prairie Elementary School Garden, and West Boulevard Elementary School Outdoor Classrooms are among the projects that have been completed. Initial plans were made last year, but had to be halted because of the winter and then postponed again due to the pandemic. The City of Columbia has received $737,588 in Community Development Block Grant funding from the CARES Act. Housing Programs Manager Randy Cole says that the funds will help the community as COVID-19 continues to disrupt daily lives.
A lot of different things, everything from emergency payments like rent assistance or mortgage assistance, hotel or motel vouchers, food security like food banks, any kind of public service type activity provided by a nonprofit.
Cole says other eligible activities the funds can go towards include workforce training, workforce development, and financial assistance for small businesses. Activities must relate to the COVID-19 pandemic, whether that is responding, preparing, or becoming more resilient as the pandemic moves forward. I'm Chris Mitchell, KBIA News, Columbia.